We now welcome on the call the head coach at Rhode Island, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
What's up, Rob?
How much? as I spoke with Greg about a tough Saturday for your team at UAlbany, got down early and really struggled to get back in it. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
First and foremost, I thought Greg did a great job summarizing the whole thing. So it's kind of repeat performance from the other end. I don't know how many times that happens to you, but that's probably my first. Yeah, I think when you sit there and we didn't play well, so I got to shoulder the blame. I mean, you know, the team did not come out and perform to the level of my expectation. You know, I thought our preparation for the week was fine. You know, when we came in, we, you know, gave up two quick scores, you know, which has been kind of an Achilles heel for us, got down 14. And then, of course, you know, they, you know, we had them pinned down on the two after AJ's interception, give us a little breath of life. You know, we ended up with 3 points off of that. Then we had a pin and, you know, they converted on third down. The next thing you know, you got an 85-yard touchdown, which, you know, is really – you get big plays, but that one should have been raced down and caught. So, you know, we thought there was some loss there coming from the backside. And then, of course, right before the half, you know, that was just an incredible error to be able to give up another score with 34 seconds left in the half. So, you know, you go in 28-3 and, you know, you're wobbling a little bit. But I thought defensively we you know, got it going in the second half, in the third quarter at least. You know, they and in the second half, we gave up one score in the second half. So, I mean, I thought there was some resilience there. But offensively, we just didn't seem to get on track. You know, it's kind of the two games in a row, you know, just didn't have a consistent enough run game to balance off. Some of that has to do with coming from behind. Some of it's just, you know, we've got to be more consistent in terms of trying to run the ball. So, you know, there are a number of things we got to fix and we got to, you know, got to be able to bounce back pretty quick, but it was certainly a taking out to the woodshed type game.
Question this morning from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Coach, you mentioned the run game. Late in the game, Jaden Griffin got an opportunity for you to run the ball and to get out and catch the ball as well with some success he got in the end zone. Talk about what you saw from him.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing up the good things. You know, I mean, yeah, he's been waiting for his moment. And, you know, we've got a number of backs trying to get the ball to. You know, so it was his turn up, and I think that he established himself, you know, we know he's capable of, you know, catch it, run it, got some quickness, and I was thrilled to see him get his first touchdown, which was great. You know, I think when you look at it from the overall perspective of our offense, when we're able to go ahead and balance it out and run the ball and work the RPOs off of, things open up quite a bit, but it took a little while to get into that mode, but I was thrilled for Jaden. I think he's got a bright future and looking forward to see how he's going to develop, particularly after a couple off seasons and more girth on him. But he's a talented kid and great attitude, works extremely hard, and I was thrilled for his, you know, thrilled for him to be able to be successful with his opportunity.
And Coach, if you could, if I could follow up, UNH coming in on Saturday, one of the best offensive attacks in this league, if not statistically right now at the top of that list, your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a nightmare. I mean, you know, I think Brosmer's playing extremely well. Obviously, you got Superman back there, Lobby, you know, number 20. He's, you know, all over the place. You start looking at their stats, and it's not only rushing, but he's also the leading receiver. He also is an incredible threat, you know, in the special teams game. You know, they've got, you know, behind him in the pass game, they got five or six receivers that are all in the 20s in terms of completions. So that's an issue. I think defensively, they've got, you know, a very solid team that, you know, is typical of UNH. You know, they play extremely, extremely hard, extremely disciplined. Got a couple of really big playmakers up front. So, you know, we better get our stuff tightened up.
When you guys are at full boat offensively, and they are, it's an argument to be made. It's the two best offensive attacks in the league. So potentially on Saturday, that's the type of game it could be, right?
Yeah, you know, I think potentially for sure. I mean, I'm hoping it can be. You know, I'm hoping it could be one-sided for us. I mean, I always hope that. But it's no, I think that there's opportunity for us to have a knockdown drag out like we did last year, you know, and it was the last guy who had the ball won the game, you know. So, you know, I expect the same thing from our guys. You know, we have to have a good week of preparation. We need to play better than we have over the last 2 weeks. But, you know, we've worked hard to find, you know, what the issues are and what we've got to do to correct them. So we put it together and play our best. You know, we're still searching for that, you know, playing our best game this year with this group. And I know we haven't gotten there, and we're hoping it's going to take that kind of game to welcome UNH into the home turf and come out with a W.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Right.
Jim, next question from Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Nick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good to see you again, always. Right where you left me, by the way.
I was going to lay off that joke this week. Not overly humorous to this week.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit. You know,
you're a good man. You're a good man.
I think we talk about it from the outside when we watch a game and a team like Albany gets up, you know, how they did early. For you on the sideline, you're game planning all week, you're getting ready for a game. When they take an early lead, is it almost like maybe you don't even think about how things just sort of change in what you're trying to do because you fall behind early and you want to, you know, obviously rally? You know, it's a lot of game, but like, does it change for you on the sideline?
Well, I think it changed significantly when you go from 14 to 28. You know, I mean, I think that changed it quite a bit. You know, I think that, you know, you have to start thinking about operating, you know, within your game plan, but you have to operate a little more efficiently, a little quicker. You know, you're in a catch-up mode at that point in time. You know, I kept on looking over my shoulder at the clock. You know, it was, even though we weren't close, you know, you're thinking, okay, if this happens, we get a quick one here and we can get an onside kick, you know, maybe you'll dig your way back into a game that's very tough to do versus a good defense. But yeah, it changes you. It changes you enough where, you know, it can be effective. I mean, I think our magic sauce is what we've done in the first part of the year, you know, which is to, you know, to have the balance, like I was talking before. And, you know, when we had spurts of that in the third quarter, you know, we were running a little bit, came down to, we've started to open things up, move the ball down, but we just couldn't punch it into the red area. And so we've got some work to do there too. And, you know, you take the field goals off the table when you're, you know, you're down, whatever it was, 28-3, you know, you got to start scoring touchdowns. So that does change the game a little bit.
And then just defensively, I know we've talked about them before, but you talked about just sort of the glimmer of hope, you know, that AJ gave you. You know, we had that interception as a young player, and, you know, going forward the rest of this season and going forward for his career, just maybe what's something that you really, you know, value in terms of what he gives you defensively?
Well, he gives you what any great football player gives you, which is incredible passion, incredible work ethic. You know, he's out on the field and it means the world to him. You know, it really does. You know, he's tough, he's physical, and, you know, he's relentless. And when you see a guy like that, you know, those are the kind of guys you like to build your program around. And those are the guys you hope that are going to go ahead and bring some guys with them, you know, and play that same way. So he's incredibly valuable, and he's a great kid, and just, you know, hope to watch him continue to develop and stay right here.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. I've got a follow-up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned defense, the last question. Evan Stewart had big numbers for you, 11 tackles, had a tackle for a loss as well in that game in a hurry, and a couple of other statistical categories for him. Coach Santos, when asked about the URI defense, that was the first guy he mentioned and said he's playing at an All-American level, an All-American caliber player. Talk a little about Evan and what impact he has on your team.
He's got huge impact. He's your middle linebacker. You know, as you think about any sport, you got to be tough up the middle, right? You know, and when you're putting a guy as the Mike backer, he's the one that has to get everybody set. He's the one that has to be able to, you know, control the emotions down in there as a captain. But, you know, he's very athletic. He can do the things we need to do in coverage. But, you know, his nose for the ball is obvious. And he, you know, and then there's still some areas, you know, that we can improve over the next three games, you know. So he's a very dynamic player, good athleticism, and plays extremely hard and physical. He throws his body around there pretty good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Jim. Thanks as always for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right, Rob. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.